Hi, this is Jay Ossing from Twin Peaks The Return. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
We are over here today. Well, it's 8:59 a.m. Today's Monday the 10th. June 10th. We're out here on Lancashire Boulevard here, where across the street from where we have Kapow at Lemley's, NoHo 7. This is an area where So Tokyo Delves. This is a sushi place over here that looks like it burned down over here. Certainly bringing out the neighbors. We got camera crews out here. Holy shit. Oh boy. And right next to it is a place called the Raven Playhouse. I don't know if that place was touched or not. I don't know if the Raven Playhouse that's next to it was touched. It looks like this place called Greenhouse Juice Bar. That might have been... Oh, yeah, I think that was a part of it. Oh, boy. And this place, Chill Rolls. That place is also... And another place called District Pub. These are places that we would have sponsorships with for the film festival. We would have sponsorships with these guys. We'd give coupons to people. And they were able to... Oh, God, this goes... Yeah, the District Pub. Oh, boy. A coffee shop. A few of these places. I mean, and the thing is, it's close to this recording, this rehearsal studio called Amp, which was untouched. I'm going to attempt to take some video footage here so you can see what's going on. I'm going to do this simultaneously while I'm talking to you. So I'm going to see. I'm going to do a story of this right now on the Instagram. So if you go to Inspirato Projecto there it is. For those of you listening, go to the Instagram page of Inspirato Projecto. You'll be able to see the footage on here. Man. Let's see, here we go. So this is Tokyo Delves. This was apparently on fire. It's right across the street from the Lemley's right here. That's the Lemley's. That's where Kapow is. That's where we have Kapow. And it's right across the street from here, which I can't believe. There's a barbershop over there. There's Vicious Dogs, Raven Theater. I don't know if the Raven Theater there is touched yet or not. Greenhouse Juice Bar, Tokyo Delves Sushi Bar, those two definitely. Chill Rolls, I don't know if you could see that through there. Chill Rolls. I think that was scathed as well. A lot of madness here. Folks. Look at this. So much of this stuff going on. Look at
Man.
So as I was trying to record, as I was recording this, I tried to also simultaneously record with the video camera on the Instagram page, but it cut off. But I can definitely tell you there are fire engines all over, people in the streets. Disasters, you know, tend to bring people together, don't they? In a completely unexpected way. And I remember, it's like one of those things where if someone's house is on fire in the neighborhood, the curiosity just gets the best of you. You gotta come out and see what the heck's going on. Because it's usually stuff that's unlike stuff you've seen before. And it brings people together talking. Who knows what people talk about? Maybe they're talking about other disasters they've seen. Maybe they're talking about how they were a part of this particular disaster. Maybe they were inside the building when it caught fire and they got the hell out of there. Wow, man. We'll talk more. Talk more about this later. I mean, that's pretty much all I can report at this moment in time. Onward and upward.
It'd be iron. Iron would be the strongest natural metal.
Iron, strong. Magnesium, yeah. Fire. Now, when you say fire, is it a person who... Maybe the person is always on fire. Wouldn't that be kind of funny? If they're just kind of fiery, if they're like little...
Yeah.
Or would it just be a fire being? Would it be a fire being or a person who just is fiery? Like you can't go close to it.
Hot-tempered, maybe?
Hot-tempered.
Yeah, you can do that. Or not hot-tempered, but...
But I'm thinking, is there actually going to be fire on?
Yeah, no, but it could be fiery, too. Maybe you can have it both ways.
Yeah.
Let's have a fiery person with a fiery personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Where maybe copper, because copper is like the ringleader, is like, we should do it this way, or whatever. Hey, I got, let's do this, blah, blah, blah.
Then
maybe fiery, he'll say, no, I got the best plan. Let's do it like that. And everybody's like, ooh.
Stubborn.
Yeah, you want to go in with nuclear bombs while the rest of us
are okay.
Maybe fiery is just a little, magnesium's a little abrupt, could be that, like that.
Abrupt.
It could be a little bit abrupt, because you need conflict, of course. Everything needs conflict or it doesn't work.
Well, that could be one of the not so good elements,
right.
Then.
Yeah.
Not so
yeah.
good elements.
No, because, of course, when you have all these different, then different elements, you're going to have conflict within those elements anyway. Not everybody's going to get along perfectly. And it's always fun to have, like the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. If they didn't have, what's his name, Dopey, right? It wouldn't have been the same without Dopey, okay? They needed Dopey.
Uh-huh.
They needed that character.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fiery could be kind of the Dopey in its own way or something.
And that guy is which one again? Magnesium?
Magnesium.
He's hot-tempered, stubborn, abrupt, and dopey.
Yeah, and dopey could be like the dopey character, yeah.
Dopey character.
Yeah, and then we'll have like, I don't know what, because those are the main minerals that you're buying. Zinc. Oh, we forgot zinc.
Ooh, yeah. What would zinc represent?
Zinc would represent like speed.
Fast.
could be like a, like Apollo, you know, like the that's what I see Zink Apollo. As, like Apollo. Yeah, and kind of a loner. Kind of a loner. Doesn't really need the rest of them there.
Does he drive? Does he drive a motorcycle? Is he like a James Dean dude? Does he got a jacket?
A skateboard.
Okay. Skater. Loner skater. Right.
Skateboard. Yeah. Oh, skateboard, man, that's with great. No wheels. It just like flies.
Yeah. No wheels.
He's like a Silver Surfer.
That's great.
Yeah, but he's different. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's great. That's Zink.
And then I see the Vitamins as a musical group.
Whoa,
the A, dude, B, C, D, E's, and all those other ones, and they could sing too.
Dude, that's great.
That's what I see them as.
That's great. They will totally embody exactly what they are. A, imagine they're always talking in the key of A, so they're always like, hey guys, how's everything going? It's good.
Yeah.
The other guy's like, and it's nice to see you today, it's good. Right. I just got some apples at the store and they're gonna taste real good.
That would be great.
The other guy's like, I just took a swim in the pool, it felt so good on my skin.
And then we'll have K, because he doesn't represent any of them. He'll sound like a Louis Armstrong or something.
Oh my gosh. K, vitamin K?
Yeah.
What does vitamin K do?
Vitamin K is blood food. It's blood food. So anyway, but
blood food. Is he bloody looking? Is he red looking?
No, actually, it's green.
Oh, it's green.
Green, yeah. Because dude. Really, blood food is green. Everything about the green stuff is blood food.
Ooh, okay. So he sounds like Louis Armstrong. Blood food. He's green. I like this. And he's like what, like a jazz guy? He's like, I like it.
And then you have the background singers of the Vitamins.
Oh, that's good. He likes it. He likes it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you got these guys. I like what you're saying. Dude, that would be great. Yeah, as they're walking through, everything, the way that they're all responding to you is they're just singing the whole thing together. That would just be hilarious.
Yeah.
That is great. Oh my God, what a great, okay, lyrical group. A, B, C, D, E. Oh my God. A, B, C, D, E. Is that as high goes? There's no F or G, huh?
No, but
there's an F minor.
There's an F minor.
Here, please, take some F minor. That'll help put you at ease.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
A, B, C, D, E. What other vitamins can you think of? K.
Yeah,
and that's it?
That's about it, yeah. But I can see them as the
and that's, okay, so that could be, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the vitamins. We got the minerals. Yeah. Oh my God, that's great. Yeah. So A, let's think about, what does A specifically do?
A? I don't know. A, okay. A is an antioxidant. So A would do, personality-wise.
Okay. What do antioxidants do? What do they really do?
Antioxidants are amazing.
I always keep hearing about them everywhere. I just don't know what to attach
to. The thing is, you need a balance. That's the whole problem.
Balance.
It's a balance. Everything has a balance. That's why the Chinese are so fucking smart and we're dumb.
Whoa, balance. Maybe like a gymnast of sorts. Maybe someone who's always, a yoga, maybe yoga kind of thing. They're always in standing in very balanced, weird positions. Oh, the air. Okay.
The air is the balance for the antioxidants.
So they're sort of airy. They're sort of like, are they kind of a cloud shape?
No, because the air should be their friend. Because that's where
air,
the antioxidants
friends
are.
Of air. Gotcha.
Because that's the oxidant to go along
dude, friends
with the antioxidants.
With air. Gotcha,
because
gotcha.
Everybody, see, doctors don't understand
oxygen.
This stuff. That's the problem. They don't understand it. Mm-hmm. It's because they're so against oxidants because most oxidants are really bad for you. Okay?
Mm.
And the oxidants come from cigarette smoke, pollution, shit like that. Okay? Pollution, pesticides.
So A is antioxidant, balance,
stress.
Friends with air. Takes away stress.
No. Stress also adds, is another one of the bad things that happen to you. And that's why oxidants get a bad rap. But what's the key word to oxidant? Oxygen.
Yes.
If you don't breathe, you die.
Yeah.
Okay? And all these other things that happen with the oxidants, they die too with oxygen.
Hmm.
Which make it so good. And that's what the doctors don't understand, because that's how you kill the viruses that are in your body. It's with oxygen. The oxidants. Not the antioxidants like they think. The antioxidants work with the oxygen to in combination, because what they do is they hit the free radicals. And the free radicals are what come out as the result of those bad oxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And those start attacking your body, and that's the aging things. That's where the aging comes in. So, how can we go there and we can tie that in is the aging part of it. Because if you're all of a sudden getting older...
Oh, so A is a younger vitamin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Helps keep you young.
Young. And you get that from carrots. So A's got to be an orange looking character.
Orange.
Oh, that's the orange character.
Looking. Mm-hmm. Like plump? Like plump orange looking, or just orange colored skinish?
Well, the...
Ooh, so what if the skin is that same orange?
How about sweet potato?
Oh, cool. Sweet potato.
Yeah, we can have him look like a kind of a sweet potato.
Yeah.
Kind of character. He could be like a Frank Sinatra, because you know how sweet potato has.
Yeah.
It has the top. It kind of like flips.
Dude,
over.
You're right. Yeah,
his
it's got
hair
the
could be
yeah,
over
dude.
Here like that. He could have a flip hair.
Here's a sweet potato right here. This is crazy.
Yeah, there he is.
He's one of four. Right. So look at that, there he is. Yeah,
there
he's
is.
Got the
he's
hair.
Got, he got the hair
there
thing
he is.
Coming over the side.
Dude,
over
I love
there.
It.
Yep, there
yeah.
he is. He's the scooter.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's vitamin A.
That's good.
All right. And then vitamin B. Vitamin B comes from meat.
That's great.
Okay. All the vitamin B's pretty much come Frank from meat
Sinatra.
And nuts. Okay. So that makes it kind of rough. Because that would be more like the...
B is beets, you say?
No, meat.
Oh, B is meat.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take like B complex vitamins sometimes. Wait,
that's
yeah. Right. So, but that's not meat, right?
Right, but that's how you get, in nature, that's how you get B vitamins.
What else?
Is from nuts. Nuts you give... vitamin B3.
Like then, peanuts?
Peanuts a little bit, mostly almonds.
Almonds
are super high in vitamin B, in niacin. And that's also the sex drug, basically. Keeps everything working correctly. So eat almonds and you won't have any problems with Viagra. So, no, we don't want to do that with kids.
Meat, nuts, yeah. Almonds.
So maybe
do they kind of look like an almond?
Maybe he's the baritone.
Oh, okay. Does he kind of look almondish? Like a short, because almonds are kind of short and they're kind of plump.
He could probably look like that.
Like ovalish.
Yeah, he could kind of look like an almond, yeah. We don't want him to look like a meat, because we should have him in the, away from the meat category there. So yeah, make him an almond. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Almond-ish. Yeah, he has stripes.
Stripes.
Yeah,
stripes.
He's
I love it. I love
it. He's striped, so he looks kind of like one of those creatures from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Kind of
SpongeBob-looking creature.
Yeah, with the stripes. Okay, and then C, SpongeBob-looking
creature.
Is, you know, the tenor. C.
Oh, were you saying B is baritone, huh?
Yeah, B
is
baritone.
Oh, that's good.
C, yeah. And C is the tenor.
C is tenor.
Yeah, because it kind of sounds like that, the word C.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's the tenor. And it looks like
that's cool.
Sunny.
Sunny.
Sunny, because that's what people associate vitamin C with, is like oranges and stuff. When actually the highest concentrate of any food that's readily available is Brussels sprouts, with broccoli being number two.
Both of those are C?
Oh, tremendous amounts of vitamin C.
Okay, so imagine they got the broccoli type of hair. Oh, wait, and also
that'd be cool.
Like
orange with broccoli hair. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
With like the stripes, you know how the orange has that, and then blah, and then big like. Oh god, that would just. And what'd you say? Cauliflower has that. Or what else? Broccoli. Sprouts. Oh, Brussels sprouts. Okay, maybe he's got like long, kind of wispy arms, or like, you know, because Brussels sprouts. Let's think about how Brussels sprouts look. Thinking of asparagus.
No, his coat.
What? Oh.
No, because the coat looks like the leaves. It could look like the lapels.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Like
the lapels.
Like a Beethoven kind of dude. It's coming out at the.
Right. That's
tenor.
His body.
Oh, maybe he's like a. Maybe he's got like a. Man, I'm trying to think like a, not on a piano, but. A little portable keyboard, maybe, or like, because I'm imagining, would they play something?
Because
I'm usually like, I'm thinking like, what do you think of those, like those?
Because I can see B playing the saxophone.
Oh, dude, okay.
I see
saxophone. I love it. I love it.
No, A, no, he plays the microphone. A plays the microphone only. He's got the hair.
Oh,
he doesn't play anything.
Right.
He's the prima donna. He's Frank Sinatra. He doesn't play anything.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. He's the one I was hitting on one of the other ones.
He's always swooning.
He's a swooner. He's slick.
Slick, calm.
Yep.
Almond looking, which is funny because he's like, I'm imagining a short kind of Danny DeVito kind of looking.
Yeah, right.
He's short, but he's got that. But somehow he's really quite the crooner and sooner.
Yeah,
like almost like Fat Elvis or something. Like he's like is he like in a jumpsuit or something? He's like a cross between sort of the Elvis mixed with the Frank Sinatra kind of guy. Oh my god, that's good. That's good.
Oh, hey. Listen to what I say.
And then the D's, I see them as the Andrews sisters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Andrews sisters, the D's.
D.
Yeah.
Dude, are they conjoined? Are they
conjoined? Conjoined.
I just realized I said that right when you took a gulp. I'm like, dude, he almost shot that out of his mouth.
And where do you get vitamin D from?
Andrew's sisters.
It's the sun.
The sun. Are they just very bright?
And I think they're the sisters. They're the Andrew's sisters.
Bright, sunny.
Yeah. You know, like three sunflowers over there.
Three sunflowers. Oh, that's cool.
Three sunflowers and they sing. And they harmonize together.
Oh, that's great.
And stuff.
That's
great. They're like inseparable, those three. Yeah. And that's where the vitamin A over there, he's over there like hitting on them all the time.
The Andrew sisters. Oh my god. This is so great. D. It's three sunflowers.
And then E. Okay, E. E is oily and slimy, so...
Oh, wait. Is that like fish? Does he look like a fish?
Yeah. That would be good.
Oh, like a dolphin? Maybe he's... Not a dolphin. That's terrible. That implies we eat dolphins. Oily like...
Like a sardine.
Oh, see, but if I... But if we point him at fish, I mean, is that a good? It's like he's my friend, but I'm gonna have to eat the fish. Wait, what else contains E?
Wow, oil.
Because I know when they have the E pill. Well, okay, so what would be a good oil? Coconut oil. We could say that. No.
Olives.
Olives. Okay. Oily. Olivey.
That has a lot of oil.
What would be funny? Why not a fish? Olivey fish. Mm-hmm. Fish head.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he should maybe even be the crooner. Because remember SpongeBob, the crooner? When the one sardine guy? Oh, he was great as the crooner.
Dude, that's great.
He had all the other sardine-looking fish all falling down. Oh, Frankie! That was his name. Oh, it was great, Frankie.
Maybe when he's not around, maybe when he goes home or when he's like not around, he's going, I'm going home now, and he pulls open, and it's just like a, it's just like his home is actually in a sardine can. He's like, I'm going home now, and he's like, and he just covers himself inside the sardine can, and inside of it are all these other sardines. Mm-hmm. Right, so he's just like, okay, bye, I'm going back to my family.
Yeah.
Fish. Yeah. What would he? What would his personality be like?
Ooh, it's almost like we have to take A and make and change A around and make E the crooner.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like we have a change here. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think E's the crooner. He's the one hanging out with the
SpongeBob. So he's still the baritone, SpongeBob looking creature.
Yeah.
Is he playing something?
Good. Okay.
Is he playing something then? But he can he's still singing it, obviously. But
A should be, let's see, because we have that other guy.
Let's see.
He's playing the saxophone.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Because they're all right.
Saxophone.
Well, that'd be funny if they're like that kind of like. That Dixieland jazz band that we were talking about earlier.
That would be cool. Or Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, that's good.
Because Jerry Lee Lewis' character could be the fish. He could be the fish because he could have a stand-up piano like that or whatever, and he's just jamming. And he's looking right at the camera, and he's singing, and he has big-ass lips, and he's flopping those big-ass lips, because you know how fish are?
Yeah.
The big-ass lips.
It's like a Mick Jagger, you know, with those lips, and the Jerry Lee with the, So let's see, a fish. Are there any fish that have particular scales that, well, heck, maybe the other guy still has the pompadour. We still going to give the baritone dude the pompadour? Are we going to throw... Dude, what if it's a fish with a pompadour? That'd be hilarious.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I've never seen a fish with a pompadour. Oh, my God. And the potato head guy, he's just got sort of like a cone head kind of head. Right? So it's just like... Rawr. But this guy, he's got this fish head's got the pompadour.
Yeah, we got to get somebody... I can't believe... Man, we got to get some people to do some animation for us. Holy shit. They have to work with the C's and the E's. Okay. A, C, ooh, earthquake. Nope, that was a neighbor.
I just scribbled this, but look at there's a fish with a pompadour. He's still got fins and he's still got that fin back on the back of his head, but now there's a neck.
Now there's a neck
and he's... And his arms, I'm thinking, are kind of like fins, but they're fingers, long fingers on there. Uh-huh. So they're still fins, but they're, you know, so you could still, like, caress people. Yes.
Hey, baby.
Okay.
Maybe they have them in movies.
Okay. Hey, baby, come on. Okay. Plant me another
fish. How if we have the carrots of the band?
Okay. The carrots of the band.
Because they could be orange with the crazy green hair.
Ooh.
Because they have
Those are the A's.
Those are the A's.
Okay, the A's of the band.
We can change those guys over into the band.
Orange looking A's. Yeah. Antioxidant balance, friends with the air.
Except for the keyboard player, because we'll have that as the fish. Because we can have him jamming out, you know. Because that's almost cool, watching the fingers on the, you know, the cartoon character going back and forth.
Yeah.
On the keyboard.
Yeah. Keyboards on a fish.
Yeah, keyboards on the fish.
So, Louis Armstrong, still green trumpet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because he could be the trumpet player.
Louis Armstrong, that's K.
Yeah, and then we have the background singers, or
The D's. Oh, my God, that's great.
The D's. Then we have the...
Maybe that's the name of their band, the D's. D-E-E-S.
Yeah, the D's.
We're the D's.
Yeah, we're the D's. Yeah.
It was D-E-E-S. That's what it is.
Yeah, the D's.
D-E-E-S.
E-E-S. Because they're three sisters.
E-E-S. The D's.
We're the D's.
And then we have...
this is great.
The C was the...
And the Louis Armstrong K is like... I'm a blood food.
I think the orange has to be the... the other prima donna one.
C?
Yeah.
Tenor?
Yeah. Cause
Sunny, orange.
Yeah, because...
Broccoli with a broccoli hair.
Right.
Saxophone.
That's the one that the fish always tries to hit on, but she always pushes him away because her ego is bigger than the fish.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Big
that,
ego.
Yeah, big ego one. Is C. So she's got to be the Jessica Rabbit one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But she has to be orange. Oh, with a beautiful green dress. Beautiful green dress. Yeah, and that's where we can have the scales from the scale dresses. Those really fit, tight fitting dresses,
Yeah, like the Jessica Rabbit, they're just like
sparkly. Exactly. But with the scales of the Brussels sprout as the outside.
Oh yeah, dude, that's great.
Yeah. And she's the...
So they're always competing for fame, right? Oh, right. Maybe they take turns singing in the band, like a Fleetwood Mac kind of thing,
right.
But mixed with that. So you got the female singing her stuff, he's in there singing it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Heck, they're all of them are going to, maybe they step up and they all sing their stuff.
Yeah.
I'm imagining, this is just one of those traveling... I was at Disneyland with my mom and my sister, and we were walking around, and there's this band called Five and Dime, and there's about six of them. And the guy has this little drum set that's on him. And you got all these guys, and they're just walking around. They got these cordless microphones, and they're somehow Bluetoothing into. They must have speakers hiding in the lighting poles and everywhere, because this everywhere the sound is all around you. It's so great, and they're singing. She's got a cordless microphone on them. They're dancing in the streets, and I'm thinking, oh my god, that reminds me of kind of what these people would be. They just suddenly they just hop out of nowhere, and you're like, whoa, hey guys.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be cool.
So B, almond stripes, SpongeBob looking creature, baritone, is he playing an instrument?
Who, B?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the, wasn't he?
The I know you were saying he was the baritone.
Baritone, yeah.
You were saying he was the baritone.
Uh-huh. But he plays saxophone too, right? Isn't he the saxophone?
Oh, C is tenor, the saxophone.
Yeah.
We could have another saxophone.
Oh, no, wait. Who,
like the Blues Brothers.
Wait, okay. We had A was the band. Those are all the orange guys with the funny hair. Because you could dress them up real cool with, glasses and stuff, Right?
Oh.
And then B was the baritone. He's the big dude with the...
glasses. Glasses, we're talking on A, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you can deck those guys out. They could be, hippie-looking guys and stuff. Kind of those characters that Jim Henson used.
Oh, so maybe that's why the hair is, that's why the top of it goes, because maybe they're headbands on their heads.
Yeah,
right?
Their hair is sprouting down.
Yeah, they're just like...
Yeah, be cool.
Hippie-looking dudes.
Yeah.
A's, right?
Yeah, those are the A's. And then B is the baritone. Yeah.
That's great.
With the saxophone. Yeah. C's the prima donna one. D's the backup singers. And E's the piano player and dog. Fish. Oh, we forgot K.
Well, he's green. He's like the Louis Armstrong kind of guy.
Oh.
He's the blood food. He's a trumpet.
We could have him as, we could call it like a K and the Vitamins or something as the band.
Oh, that's good.
And all he does...
K and the Vitamins. Yeah.
And he sits in the front of the stage and plays his bongos. It does nothing else.
Oh, my God.
The rest of the band's everything. And there's K,
Bond goes.
That would be cool.
There he is.
Yeah, have him as the head of the band. He never does anything.
Brilliant. K in the vitamins. And there he is. Bam, there he is. People are expecting some crazy thing. Yeah, it's the same, just, yeah.
He just has little hands going like this.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's great.
And the rest of the band's doing everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Same expression. And the music video would be funny because you go back to him.
People start wondering if he's animatronic. It's like...
Yeah, exactly.
The whole concert. Oh my God.
I could almost do this on my computer with my stupid ass graphics.
Oh, that's... We really could. We really could. I could draw these things. You know what? I got a scanner.
We need professionals.
We could.
We'll get professionals to do it.
Well, but I was thinking, you know how you did the cow thing? You know how you did with how you found clip art? Oh, yeah. I could draw it. I can scan stuff. Because I was just thinking, I could do rudimentary. I was thinking on Adobe Premiere, I can make them, kind of scoot around.
And have them as JPEGs. And then piece them together as JPEGs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I can make the backgrounds.
Oh, dude, and that would be great.
And we could just put plaster them on the backgrounds.
Oh, my gosh. That could be so much fun.
Zoom in, zoom out.
Like a very simple,
Yeah. Like I did with mine, but, like I said, that one, I spent, 2 hours on one, 3.5 hours on the other?
Do you remember?
Imagine if we spent 2 days on it?
Do you remember Clutch Cargo? Do you remember that? Clutch Cargo? Where they would have, like, in the cartoon, it was real mouths that were moving in the cartoon. They're like,
Hey, John! Oh, no, looks like the bad guys are coming!
It was a real human mouth. And they somehow, I don't know how they did the technology, so it was a still, just a still cartoon face, but you had this, like, human... mouth moving in there, and it was so puzzling because, like, the mouth, they must put like black lipstick on there or something and just like really contrasted the mouth. And because it was weird, to see a cartoon with like these teeth and like a tongue and lips and mouth moving, and I couldn't wrap my brain around it. It was just as hard to understand as the Swedish chef with human hands. Seeing that as a kid confounded me because he was a Muppet. With human hands. And it was like such a weird, it was that uncanny valley kind of thing where you're going, wait, this is matching up in a very strange way.
Yeah.
So Clutch Cargo is like that. We could totally do that with this.
Oh, that'd be
so
fun.
For close-ups, when they talk, boom, we just close up at the mouth. Hey, what do you say we go this way? And then we cut back to a faraway shot and it's handy. I mean, dude, we could do really simple.
Green screen that out.
Yeah.
When you made the cartoon.
Yeah. So all you do is just take a very close up of your mouth, and you put a circle around the human mouth.
Yeah.
And then you just scoot that around it. Dude, like, it's so easy.
Green screen.
Yeah.
With them, and you just talk into the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And you just film that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's perfect.
And you just have a camera on the other side.
Yeah. Like with those things where they make the head cutout things, you're like, oh, look at me, I'm a Tarzan guy.
Exactly.
It's just like, okay, right there for our mouth, here, right there. And then we just chroma key out that green. Boom. Dude.
That would be easy.
We could do poor man's cartoons like no tomorrow.
I have 2 animators so far that want to work with us.
Awesome.
We need some money.
Well, but think about this. We could do simple stuff without too much. I mean, for instance, for these promos, I think there's something that's very endearing about showing sort of a homemade, showing that this is handmade, that this is made by people, that it's not necessarily completely slick all the way. Like, there's a little bit of a little hint of a, let's say, for instance, we show a live show.
It depends on the channel, though.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, like... the old people channel, that thing has to be seamless.
Mm-hmm.
Because old people are picky, grumpy, everything else.
Right.
They'll pick anything to not watch your channel. But like that Domino TV idea that we have. Oh, hell yeah. You could have that thing rough around the edges all over the place.
So I was thinking we'd do those really fun and simple Domino, promos.
All that stuff.
Just like we do with the cows. Okay, I'll draw some of these pictures. Uh-huh. You just, do... put in your backgrounds, bam, And just and we just do
just go, what the fuck was this?
Yeah, what is this
I
thing?
Love it, you know?
That's what was so fun about Pee-wee's Playhouse. The whole idea of this right. claymation, like, and this thing moving. Or, you know, and you look in there and there are these dinosaurs and that mixed media aspect. I love that. That unapologetic mixed media aspect.
The reason I wanted to get the Black Magic camera was to do claymation.
Oh, man.
Why can't we go over there and do some claymation shit?
And there's got to be some claymation departments in some of these colleges.
Oh, yeah.
That we could tap into and go, hey, you guys, you know, I'm sure you've created stuff. Ooh, a claymation channel.
Yeah.
Guys, bam.
Let's get some people going here. You know, we have all these college students doing absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Gotta go talk to colleges. Let's get some money by getting this damn first network going.
Yes.
With Gary.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about Gandalf?
Well, let's call him.
What time is it?
It's now. So once again, let's see. Wednesday the 12th, it's 3:28 p.m. Once again, we are using the microphone on this here iPhone. I have some special, I ordered something on Amazon, an adapter for the microphone I already have. So what's interesting is you've probably heard me talk about it on many occasions, that the microphone I normally use on here is basically a $6 microphone. It's one of those things where, you know, they'll put something up there like, oh, $44, $50, and then they slash it and they say, only $5. That stuff is always funny to me. They make up, here's the value, here's the retail value, and we're giving it to you for this amount. And I always wonder, well, who, retail value, what, who's putting that value on there? Who's, what do you mean, a retail store? Like if I found this in a retail store, is that what you would want them to sell it for? Or is that, are you making up numbers to make it look like I'm getting a really good deal here? Maybe the microphone, if you can sell it for, you know, $6, how much does it cost to make? That's something you can't help but wonder. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about the good quality of that microphone. If any of you who are listening right now have heard this podcast before, and you've heard, check back on the last episodes. This episode is completely all 100% just the microphone that's here on this iPhone 8. So I haven't listened to any of this stuff. I rarely do editing. If someone says something, you know, I don't know, if someone speaks out of turn about someone and, you know, you just know that they don't want that getting out there, I'll edit that stuff out. I'm more interested in the cosmic information coming through than the gossip or what have you. So if you're listening to this podcast, this is 100% all just right out of the microphone, out of the iPhone 8. Now, if you listen to past podcasts, you'll hear the quality of it. And I think it sounds pretty good. It's from that microphone. Now, the microphone I'm referring to... Now, the reason why I can't... Well, yeah. So the microphone I'm referring to is made, believe it or not, I originally got this microphone specifically to use it for something called the DJI Osmo. And what that is, it's a gimbal. And you put your camera on there for a gimbal. It's like a Steadicam, if you ever heard of that term, movie term, Steadicam. That's in a sense what the gimbal is. It steadies it out, makes sure that your shots are really good and free-flowing. And my other cell phone just didn't have the capabilities
to use the particular functions that the DJI Osmo provided. I had a 5S. Now I'm on an iPhone 8, and this one has the ability to do what I needed that DJI Osmo to do. We did some tests. Reason why I got the DJI Osmo is there's a Yachtly Cruise show, and I saw Baba Booey, the bassist, using this particular device, and I noticed that the phone was following him wherever he was going. And I said, what the heck is that thing doing? And he goes, look, you could draw a little box around the person, and it'll follow you. It'll keep you in focus. And I thought, okay, that's what I need, because I want to be able to make films. I want to be able to make stuff without having to rely on anybody to be my cameraman. So that 5S phone I had, it did not enable you. It didn't allow you to, they just didn't have the ability to draw the little box around the person, you know, to follow people around. So I tested this the other day, and holy moly, it worked really well. Now, back to that microphone. Reason why I got that microphone is it's the 3.55 millimeter, that little, you know, kind of input that iPhones no longer have. They got the lightning thing, lightning, et cetera, et cetera. So that microphone I got, it was specifically designed for the DJI Osmo. You plug it right in there, and it, you know, there's audio coming through it. Good audio. And since that Osmo wasn't working for the phone, the cool thing was the microphone still worked for the phone. So that's what I would do. I would plug it into there, and there you go. Now, when I got this phone, that microphone no longer worked with it. So I was scrambling online. I was looking up all kinds of microphones. And, you know, the ones that have the lightning thing on there. And so I found some, and they just, I thought to myself, okay, you know what? I'm constantly, or tip, in the past, I've lost some of these microphones. And I just go, okay, well, at least it was only $5 or $6. So sometimes I'll order like three of them. Maybe I'll have one in one pocket of one coat, another one in another pocket of another coat. Maybe there's one that's in the shirt pocket all bundled up, or buttoned up, chest pocket. So either I got a bunch of these little microphones hiding in various pockets in different clothes, or maybe I lose them. And so through my research, I decided this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get a special attachment adapter that enables me to use the microphones I already got. So that way, if I lose the microphone, I already know that I'll have another microphone at home, because I'll order three microphones at a time. But if I get one of these high-tech microphones, you know, $40 or $50 one, and I lose that, oof, I don't want to experience that. I don't want to experience that. So there you go. There you go. I hope that information was helpful to you. So when it comes time for you to look for microphones, the attachments, the little adapters that I got, there's a little lightning adapter. It's maybe, basically it, one end is the lightning side, and then the other side is the 3.55 millimeter side. And it's maybe about 3 inches of, you know, of cord. And obviously that would just be strange if I'm like interviewing people and I got to hold up this floppy cord. I found these little things, these little clips that clip on there. Oh, by the way, this missing dog, Zeus, this dog, 7-year-old neutered male, 85 pounds, gray blue coat with small white patch on chest, American bulldog mix, microchipped, but collar was off, very friendly and affectionate, can appear aggressive towards small dogs and animals, overly excited, last seen on 5-1, Says he's a lap dog, constant wiggle butt, greatly missed. $500 reward. Well, I'm putting out this vibe right now. Anybody who's listening to this, please, let's put out the vibe. I'm putting my hand on the sign right now. Come on, Zeus. Find your way home. Find your way home, Zeus. Find your way home. So, anyone who's ever had a missing animal knows how sad that can be. Animals are our friends. They're our family members. You grow close with them. You communicate with them. You understand each other. You form a language. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. For anyone who's had an animal, you know what I'm talking about. Whether it's a pig, whether it's a cat, whether it's a dog, whatever it is, iguana, they become your little buddies. It's a shame when they run off. That's happened to our family on a couple occasions. We had a cat named Oscar. Oscar was my little buddy. He climbed trees. He was declawed, but he climbed trees. All of our animals were rescue animals. People either gave them to us because they're moving, or we'd find them at a, you know, one of those shelters where they're going to put animals to sleep. And those animals are so appreciative. They are so appreciative. You know, they're just so excited. The fact that you helped them out. And, hey. And so one of our cats ran off. We never knew where he went, where Oscar ran off. And then my brother's cat, Jack. He had two cats, Jack and Cody. Jack ran off. He was a little cat. He was a little black and white cat. He had his cat, Cody. He was like a little tabby cat. One day that little guy came home and he was stumbling home and bleeding out of his mouth, and he died on my brother's back porch. I don't know if he was hit by a car or what the fuck. But as you well know, our animals are a big deal. And those who lose them can use all the help they can get. Oh, man. Wowzers, thank God I left the air on. Kitty, 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 Gonzo, kitty. You're so cool. I love you. You're so cool. All right, folks. I think this is the last piece of this podcast. I'll get this thing up and going. You can hear this. Now, future podcasts are podcasts that I had already previously recorded on my other phone, I'm pretty sure. So by the time you hear those other podcasts, just as the typical nature of this show, it's kind of a time travel show of sorts, because the dates that you hear might come later than the dates that other podcasts come. So, for instance, you'll hear the 311 cruise. I know I've been promising that, but I've got pieces from the 311 cruise that I took that I'll be interspersing throughout. I'll be interspersing throughout... throughout pieces. We still have an interview with Sterling Meyer that we had. We also got some more Naaman Sheriel, the composer, philosopher. We also have some more from good old fashioned from our good buddy Lawrence August, musician, philosopher. Someone that I've created music with. And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Inspirato Projecto. You can find us on what used to be iTunes, Apple Podcasts now, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, Radio Public, whole slew of them. So... take care and keep the Inspirato flowing.